More Maryland businesses will be allowed to reopen in the next week as Governor Larry Hogan moves the state further into his recovery plan. But the state's top public health official is warning that even though certain activities will soon be legal, those activities still are not completely safe. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports.
Beginning this Friday at 5 p.m., indoor dining will be allowed at restaurants. The following Friday, June 19th, gyms, dance studios, malls, arcades, bowling alleys, casinos, and social clubs are among the types of businesses that will be allowed to open. At a press conference Wednesday evening, Hogan said the decision to reopen these businesses is about balancing two competing interests.
While we are continuing to battle this deadly virus, we are also fighting to protect and improve the health of those small businesses that have been suffering, and the thousands of Marylanders who have not been working and are struggling to make ends meet.
He said the health metrics state officials have been watching have been trending in the right direction. Hospitalizations and the state's positivity rate, the percentage of COVID-19 tests that are positive, are both on the decline. State School Superintendent Karen Salmon also announced that restrictions on the use of school buildings are being lifted.
School systems will now be able to bring small groups of students and staff into school buildings for summer school programming. That would mean between having 10 to 15 individuals maximums at a time in rooms within school buildings.
She said school systems should prioritize students who struggle the most with distance learning.
This likely includes our younger children, students who are the farthest behind academically, students who lack the capacity to work independently, and students without the proper resources to participate effectively in distance learning.
High school sports may also resume, and child care providers are allowed to open with up to 15 children in a room. But Fran Phillips, the state's Deputy Health Secretary for Public Health Services, repeated warnings that the coronavirus is still a threat, especially without a vaccine or an effective treatment.
So we're asking Marylanders to again continue to use common sense and use the best defense that we have against COVID-19, and that's not to get infected in the first place.
In other words, wash your hands frequently, wear a mask when you're in public, stay 6 feet or more away from other people, limit time in confined public spaces, and don't leave home if you don't have to.
Nothing is zero risk. Just because it's open doesn't mean that you have to participate.
Hogan said this stage of the recovery process is about giving people choices.
From my personal standpoint, I am over 60. I'm a cancer survivor, so I check a few boxes that are in a vulnerable population. I would not feel comfortable dining inside, and if I were going to a restaurant, I would prefer to sit outside, which is much safer.
Local officials are allowed to keep tighter restrictions in place. However, Hogan criticized Baltimore Mayor Jack Young for not allowing stores to open, as other jurisdictions have done, while at the same time allowing protests for racial equality.
I think it's absolutely absurd that there are, you know, thousands of people gathering in the streets and yet a small business in Baltimore can't open their doors. And Jack Young should let those small retail shops open. They should have been open a long time ago.
A spokesman for Jack Young did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball said the county will align with the governor's plans. A spokesman for Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski said he is evaluating next steps. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.